Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies, as well as news from Indian country. Jolanzo Guy Goldtooth is of Diné tribal descent from the Four Corners region. He is the creative director of the design line JG Indy, a Native American urban collection. Racked.com interviewed Goldtooth in 2016, where he discussed his start in creating apparel. A lot of Native Americans learn crafts from a very young age. My grandmothers are seamstresses, so that's how I learned to sew, bead, and put garments together. We've always made our own clothing. Jolanzo pays respects to the strong Diné women in his life on his business website. He states that these Navajo women have guided him in a positive direction and that they have influenced him to develop and achieve his dreams of personal creativity. Goldtooth started the JG Indy collection in summer of 2012. He was interviewed by powwows.com back then and said that he wanted to express himself through art and that he always had a nostalgia for wearable art. In the same interview, he shared that the design process for him starts with dreams or random thoughts. Goldtooth states that he draws inspiration from everyday life, cardio running through the New Mexican desert, trips to other lands, art galleries, and intertribal experiences. A more recent article in the Durango Herald announced that the 32-year-old designer was accepted for International Indigenous Fashion Week this March in France during Paris's Fashion Week, where Goldtooth's fashion was selected to be shown at the Eiffel Tower. He describes his work as modern, a fusion of his indigenous background with modern fashion. Although he didn't begin his career until after college, where he studied behavioral psychology, Goldtooth is familiar with big runway shows. Since beginning fashion design, he has shown collections at New York's Fashion Week and First Nations fashion shows in Canada and in New Zealand and Australia. Jolanzo aspires to continue developing his collection into the mainstream and encourages other striving designers to do the same. He observes, "The idea of a current fashion trend is obsolete. We are so connected now globally that making our own trend is the trend." Miigwetch, thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.